Miss Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's trouble in the home has, and peace and harmony reign once more in the Peabody family. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store and library. Abner is giving vent to his newfound happiness. Listen.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree and they hold it away to the mill.
Granny, it's sure good to hear you sing around the store here again, Abner.
Oh.
Especially after the way you've been going around here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a happy man again, Lum. A happy man, that's me.
Well, it does my heart good to hear you say that.
Oh, yeah. When you got trouble in the home, Lum, everything else seems to go wrong, too. When you ain't got it, everything's just wonderful.
You're getting to be quite a philosophizer.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, you just ought to see how things are over at my place. It's just a regular little paradise over there.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Me and Elizabeth are just like a couple of little lovebirds.
Well, that's nice.
Yep. Lovebirds in a feathered nest, that's us. There ain't nothing that woman won't do for me. Gets up early in the morning, cooks all my favorite victuals for breakfast, stuffs my napkin into my shirt collar, warms my shoes for me before I put them on. Oh, I tell you, it's just wonderful.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good, I'll have to admit that.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, on the other hand, I do a lot of nice things for Elizabeth now, too. Want to do my part, you know. I hold the door open for her when she's carrying firewood in. Hand her the milking stool. Well, now, last night she was late doing the milking, so I stood there and held a lantern for her.
Well, she ought to be nice to you if you're doing all them things for her.
Yeah, well, I just figure it's the only fair thing to do, Lum. 50-50.
Don't spoil her now. Don't do that.
Well, I want to do my part for her, Lum. I tell you, I'm a man that's learned how to live.
Yeah, of course, you said that last week when you was running around here with Willie the Boodler trying to be a tramp.
Yeah, but this is even better than that, Lum. This is it. This is it.
Well, I know I'm sure happy you and her's back together again. That's where you belong.
Oh, Lord, yes. There just ain't no two ways about it, yeah.
Maybe now you can settle down and do a little work around the store, too.
Well, I'm sure ready to do some work around here again. You know, Lum, just to be honest, I never actually enjoyed being a bum and not having nothing to do. I just felt sort of lost all the time. I couldn't get used to it.
You did, but you sure never showed it.
Well,
I could have swore you was enjoying yourself something wonderful.
Just partly is all.
Well, tell me, Abner, did you actually sleep out in the open with just the star-lighted sky for your ceiling and all that junk you was talking about?
Why, of course I did, sure. Look. Well, that is, I didn't sleep out there all the time. Quite.
Well, how much of the time did you?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, about how much?
Well, let's see now. I believe there was one time there I slept in a haystack back at the Pomeroy place one afternoon.
One afternoon?
Well, not all afternoon, but, well, I know I was there a good half hour. Then a little breeze sprung up, and so I went inside the house there and had some hot tea and cornbread with Earl in his warmer.
Tea and cornbread?
Yeah.
Kitty sakes, that's a fine bunch of victuals for a tramp to be eating.
Well, I couldn't starve to death, could I? Even a tramp's got to eat a little bit, Lum.
Yeah, but to hear you tell it, you're living a terrible rugged life.
Well, it was rugged. You seen them clothes I was wearing around, Lum.
Yeah, them things was a disgrace, all right. Where'd you get them things, anyway?
How?
I've never saw worse clothes on a human in all my life. Whoever wore them things before you got them must have actually been a bum. Whereabouts did you get them?
Why, over at your place.
Well, I was going over at my place.
Yeah, that was that old suit of yours. You weren't wearing it no more, so I just figured that I might as well wear it.
Wait a minute, that wasn't my suit. I never had nothing that looked as bad as that.
It was your suit, Lum.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Well, what right did you have taking my old clothes?
Wait a minute, Lum. That was our ring, I believe. I better answer the phone.
No, I'll answer it. But don't you go away. I want to have a little talk with you.
Well, you never did wear that old suit no more.
Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Library. Lum Edwards talking. Who? Oh, yeah, he's here. Just a minute. Here, Abner, it's for you.
Who is it?
I don't know. Some man. Huh. More than likely your old friend Willie the Boodler, wanting you to have tea summers.
Hello? Who? Oh, well, howdy, Emmett. Oh, just tolerably well, I reckon. How's yourself? Oh, you heard about me and Elizabeth, huh? Oh, Lord me, yes, I'm a happy man, Emmett. A happy man, yes, sirree, Bob, sir.
You're a thief, too, taking another fellow's clothes. You might tell him that.
Well, I don't know, Emmett. To be honest, I just sort of looked the situation right square in the face, decided what was the cause of the trouble twixt me and her, and then, well, I just solved it right then and there.
You did?
Oh, yeah, figured it all out by myself, Emmett.
For pity's sakes.
Well, I don't know what I'd go so far as to say that. Well, I am a little smart, though. I'll have to admit, I reckon.
That ain't disgusting. He ain't even half smart.
How's that? Oh, you're having trouble in the home now, too, huh? Well, I don't know, Emmett. I'd be proud to help you. I don't exactly know what advice to give you, though.
There's a fine place to come for advice, I'll say that.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Emmett. I'll study on your problems for you, and I'll call you back later.
Emmett ain't half smart neither, and you know what to call him.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, I just act sort of cold towards you, woman. Act like you don't actually care much for, you know.
Oh, me, such advice.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, I'll call you, Emmett. All right, old feller. Goodbye.
Is Emmett Goshen and his woman having a fuss again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pity how folks can't get along with one another.
What's their trouble?
Oh, same old stuff. I'll tell you about it later. I gotta sit down here and concentrate on this problem. Figure out an answer for old Emmett.
Wait a minute. You ain't actually gonna give some advice, are you?
Why, sure I am. Who's a better feller in this town than me to be giving out advice on such subjects? Look how I handle my own problems in the home. I'm a happy man, ain't I?
I know you are, but you never solved your own problems yourself.
I did, done it. I done a mighty good job on it, too.
Yeah, but wait, don't forget, I studied up a whole batch of plans there trying to get you and Elizabeth back together.
Yeah, none of them worked, old on.
Well, no, but... Well, the last plan did work. Squire Skimp studied that up.
Yeah, but both him and you wanted to quit it, though. Said it weren't working out good at all. I was the only one that had sense enough to stick to it till it worked, old on.
Maybe so, but you oughtn't to go around giving advice, though, Abner. You're just going to get Emmett into way yonder more trouble than he's in already.
Well, what makes you think that, man?
Well, look at me, for instance. I thought I was helping you by studying up them plans for you, but I just made it worse every time. I admit it.
Oh.
I know I had some good ideas there, but it just goes to show that you can't meddle in somebody else's affairs. Every feller's got to figure his own problems out for himself.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. I don't know.
I know I'm right. Just follow my advice, Abner. Don't never give nobody else no advice.
Well, wait a minute. I believe that door rang again. I hope that ain't Emmett calling back already.
If it is, let me talk to him.
Yeah, I will. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Yeah, this is me. Who's calling? Oh, well, how are you, Ari? Huh? Oh, well, thank you, Ari. It does seem good to be back in the home again. Well, I didn't exactly figure it all out myself, Ari. Not quite, anyway. Well, yeah, I suppose I do. These are. I have a lot of credit, no doubt about that.
Careful now, careful.
Huh? Well, I'd love to tell you what to do about your home situation, but...
Abner, watch out now.
Yeah, well, Ari, let me study on this a while, and I'll call you back.
Oh, me.
You betcha, Ari, old boy. I'll call you. Goodbye.
For pity's sakes, Abner, you know better than to tell him a thing like that. What did I just get done telling you?
Well, Lom, he insisted.
I don't care if he did.
If these fellers need help with their home problems, I ought to help them.
Oh, prittle prattle.
For me to keep all my talents I got to myself.
Talents, he says.
I'm a living example of what you can do with married life if you just set your head to do it. I'm the one feller that's found out how to make it a beautiful, happy thing.
One do goodness, Abner. You can get carried so far away with ideas like this, I'm surprised you ever get back again.
You know, Lum, maybe I ought to let everybody in on this. Help husbands and wives all over the world. Cherry Hill, New York, everybody.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Stop right where you're at.
I ought to run one of them advice columns in the newspaper.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Doc Abner.
Doc Abner?
Old Doc Peabody, I believe that sounds better. Bring your troubles to Old Doc Peabody.
Now, if this ain't the most disgusting thing I've heard in a long time, I don't know what is.
All right, Dogas, I've got a hidey. Yes, sir, Bob, I believe I've got a hidey.
Abner, get away from that phone now. I don't know what you're up to, but whatever it is, it ain't going to turn out good. I know that. Wait a minute.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Now you're giving the fire alarm ring.
I know what I'm doing, Lum. I know what I'm doing here. Hello? Yeah, hello, everybody. There ain't no fire. This is Abner Peabody. I got a special announcement to make.
Abner, I'm warning you now. You're going to get in trouble.
Folks, are you suffering from T.I.H.?
T.I.H.?
Trouble in the home? If you ever just bring your problems to Old Doc Peabody.
Oh, me.
Free advice, cheerful giving to one and all. Make your appointments now.
All right, Granny's Abner, give me that receiver.
Yeah, go ahead and take it. I'm done with it.
I want to have a little discussion with you, Old Doc Peabody.
Well, good. That's fine. Just write your name down on that pad of paper right there.
Write my name down?
Why, sure. You don't expect to see me without an appointment, do you? Don't get out. I'll tell you, Old Doc Peabody's a busy man.